friends. I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. Welcome, friends. It's my 40th birthday. Well, August 19th, 2023 was. And for whatever reasons, birthdays make my sentimental heart pause and reflect. And if any old birthday does that, well, then a decade birthday feels worthy of some extra pause. 10 years ago, it was 2013. Facebook was the main social media outlet, fighting with Google Plus. I had just gotten my first iPhone. Instagram wasn't even a thing. And I'd been a stay-at-home mom for 3 years, leaving what I'd always thought was my dream job of becoming an elementary principal. Instead, I chose more flexibility and time with my two young kids. Solon was 4 and Vera was 2. We wanted to add to our family for a third time, but it was taking a little bit longer. So in anticipation of that, we built a new house across town. We thought it was going to be our forever home, and I became a minivan mom. I've rectified that recently and become a suburban mom, but I was a minivan mom all of my 30s. I was blogging every day and had been for 4 years. While I love staying home, I wanted a little bit of something else. So I looked around and saw that my sister-in-law was doing a bow business, like hair bows for little girls. So I started my own. But that quickly fizzled when I made no money and really didn't have a passion for crafts. A little more time passed, and this third time getting pregnant was really getting difficult. In early 2014, I miscarried and then struggled to get pregnant again after. It was a really hard and dark time, and that coupled with a friendship breakup over a failed adoption for our friends, started to plant the seed of adoption in my own heart. We eventually had Lucille in 2015, and adoption kind of faded from my mind. We thought our family was complete. Thoughts instead moved to what I wanted to do when I grew up, because I knew I had 6 years to figure it out before Lucille headed to school. And if you haven't figured out by now, I'm a bit of a planner. So I started to put my head down and think, what do I want to do when I grow up? I started to hear about people making blogging an income, so I started to turn my attention to that. I renamed my very first blog domain name of Babyport 2009, so professional, but that's what you did back in 2009, to Perfectly Port Family, and started to write more about simple living, life hacks, and more. Eventually, I realized I need a more explanative, is that a word? Title. And talked to Scott about it as he was going off to sleep. I've shared this story many times on social media, but I just had this burning in my soul. It happens every once in a while where I know I'm meant to do something. And I told him about it and told him my plans for simple, purposeful living. And he promptly told me, you should go and do that thing. And then rolled over and started to snore. Well, I did it. And I thank him for the encouragement to do it, to buy my domain name, spell it wrong, and then get it corrected. And we launched in 2018. My hair was much shorter, my confidence was small, and I was naive about entrepreneurship. I call myself an accidental entrepreneur because I sort of fell into business ownership. My passion was really to help and serve women live a more simple and purposeful life. With a teaching background, I loved helping students to learn how to read and write when I was a first grade teacher. And this was kind of like a natural extension. Instead of first graders, I now had a different demographic, but I was still helping them learn and grow. And I was so passionate about it. It felt like I was really making an impact, and that really mattered to me. But I also know to be able to do this long term, I needed to make an income. And I actually really have struggled with this through the duration of Simple Purposeful Living. I don't know if it's a woman thing or an Enneagram 2 thing, but making an income off of doing something that you love kind of felt awkward to me. I don't know why, but I don't think I'm alone. Needless to say, with no design background, I decided to make a couple of products based on things I needed in my own life and thought that they could help others. The Daily Journal and Meal Planner launched in November of 2018 as a pre-sale because by that point we had decided we were going to adopt and we had no money in our bank account designated for anything other than adoption because adoption is expensive. So I decided to look around, find a printer that would print with me and did pre-sales. If you've been around that long, you ordered it and then I ordered it and then I sent it to you. It was a much longer process, but those meal planners and journals helped to propel me and make a tiny bit of income. I'm talking pennies on the dollar. I also made a journal, which we no longer sell because I thought as a Christian, I needed to make Christian products to honor the Lord. In that time, I also really struggled with my passion and purpose because so many people I had surrounded myself with had found their total fulfillment in motherhood, and I did not. I thought I was broken. One size fits all when it fits, but when it doesn't, you feel out of place. Maybe you can relate. Slowly but steadily and naively, probably for the good thing, I built a business while simultaneously raising our kids. We also decided to adopt in 2017 and thus started a two-year journey to bring Quincy James home from China. 6 months after we got home in 2019, we decided we wanted to move to a smaller town to a house that would better work for our long-term family of six. So we signed on the dotted line just 2 days before the world shut down for a global pandemic. While the world was separated and sequestered to home, we spent days playing in the dirt and dreaming as we watched our home built out in the country. During that time, we also lost relationships, left our church, and we lost my beloved grandfather too. There's been some highs in my 30s, and there have been things that have brought me to my knees. I've gotten asked a lot lately if I'd change anything about the last 10 years, and the answer is mostly no. I am who I am for the things that I've been through in my life, the good things and the hard things. But there's one thing I would do. I'd forgive more quickly and realize time changes things. And thus, relationships change too. Holding on to past seasons isn't always helpful or healthy in the long run. This past Saturday, we had a prom for my 40th birthday. In full disclosure, I was both excited and super anxious about this event. What if no one showed up? For weeks, I couldn't even look at the RSVPs as I watched the no's poured in, fixated on who wasn't showing up. Finally, I realized I needed to not look at those who weren't coming, but those who were taking the time to celebrate me and be with me. I am so glad I flexed my fear muscle and had the party. It was the best way to celebrate the 40 years God has given me. I know full well many aren't given the opportunity to grow old and watch their kids grow up. What a gift it has been to I have been given. So before I leave this podcast, here are a few things I'm learning, a few things I'm loving, a few things I dislike, and a few feels I have made in the last decade, and a few hopes and dreams for the next decade. A few things I love. Well, it's probably no surprise, but I love navy blue and stripes. In my 30s, I also learned that I love a good red lipstick, and I like to dress preppy with a crew neck sweater and jeans and a good pair of loafers. I love to ask questions, and I love to know people's stories. My husband says I can always figure out a waiter or waitress's life story by the end of a meal, and I take that as a compliment. I have decided I love sitting by the pool more than I like sitting at the beach. I love sitting on the boat and letting the hair blow in the breeze as all my cares blow away. I love traveling with my family and finding new adventure. I love reminiscing and telling stories of my kids when they were little and stories of when I was little. I love a good walk outside. I love all the natural light I can get and have all of the windows open all of the time. I love a good designer handbag and a tidy, organized space. I don't clean my house for you to come over. I clean it for myself. I love Debbie Maycomer books and Nespresso coffee and early mornings on the back deck. I love Hallmark Christmas movies and in-person chats. I love planning a good party and hosting friends. and a good meal out with a large group. I love to Marco Polo those I love and care about. A made bed is a good thing, and kid snuggles in the morning and before bed are my favorite. Now, here are a few things I dislike. I cannot stand political texts and the way our country is divided right now. If you chew in my ear, we will not be friends. I do not like confrontation, and there's been a couple of times recently where I needed to have it, and I shoot it under the rug, but I'm working on that. That's what I'm working on. I hate disrespect. I just wish everybody would remember we all are human with a soul, and every single person on this earth deserves to be treated with respect. I am not big on Hollywood. Don't love the latest popular books or movies. I'm more of a rom-com and Debbie Maycomer fan, as I've talked about. And if you call me on the phone, I'm not going to answer. I will never answer unless it's the school nurse or my family members. I cannot stand olives. And I don't own a scale. I don't like a scale. I don't weigh myself. I don't want to know. I don't like pretense. I am who I am. I show up online without makeup. I like to go deep and quickly. I don't like to not get enough sleep. I need sleep. And I don't like how long winter lasts. Last but not least, I don't like to ask for help or call in favors, but I'm working on it. Okay, so here are a few things I'm learning in no particular order, just as they came to me. Hopefully this encourages you or inspires you. Things I'm learning in my 30th to 40 decade. No one is looking at you in your swimsuit. Everybody is more worried about what they look like in their own swimsuit. So wear the swimsuit, get your hair wet, have fun with your kids. They're only little ones and they don't care what you look like. They just want to have fun with you. Customer service is king. I love to treat our customers with delight and want them to just have so much fun. It drives me bananas when there's bad customer service. It is king. I'm learning to show up on purpose and always be on time or early. I think that's really important. Dreams take action. I'm going to say that again. Dreams take action. If there's something that you've always wanted to do, you have to take a step in the direction of accomplishing it. Plans make things happen. I like that goes together. Goals keep you focused. Encouragement matters. Words are really important to me, and so I like to give encouragement liberally because I know how much it means to me. Quiet mornings and walks are life-giving. God isn't finished yet, and He hears me, and He knows me, and He loves me, and He's knit me together this way with these skill sets and these gifts, and He's going to help me. Be open to new friendships. You never know when a friend is around the corner. It's okay to say no. You don't have to do things out of guilt. Loving well matters more than airing my opinions. I love you. And even if we disagree, I will love you. Time moves faster the older you get. I love a good challenge. In work, if I'm not challenged, I get bored. So having new projects, new ideas, things like the podcast, those things really help me stay motivated and serving you to the best of my ability. I am an Enneagram 2 and I hate to be rejected. That is the worst. I am working on it. But as my mom told me when I was 10 years old, there will be people that just don't like you. And it's true. There are people that just don't like me and that's okay. Be in the photo. I'm working really hard at taking more photos. I think about all the photos I've taken of myself in this blogging journey, and my 18-year-old eating disorder self would probably not believe how many pictures I'm in, but I'm grateful because I want my kids to see me in pictures. Your worth is not tied to your work or what other people say about you. That is something I'm really working on right now. My worth is in God. And it's not in what I do or what others say about me. That we set the tone for our lives. Like how we approach our life is the way we experience it. So if we're approaching it from a negative mindset, that's how we're going to approach it. And our family feeds off of our tone. So what's the tone I want to set in my home? Is it of gratitude? Is it of contentment? I think the other thing I'm learning is growing old is a gift, right? I was just at a wedding last weekend where my aunt wasn't able to be there because she had passed away, leaving behind her two young children. Being able to watch my kids grow up, growing old is a gift. Let's see. Gratitude reframes our perspective. I think if we aren't grateful for the here and the now, we aren't going to be grateful for what we get. If we're not content in the here and the now, we're not going to be content in the future. If we're not generous now, we're not going to be generous in the future. So just being generous, content, and grateful right now, trusting that God will take care of the rest. One other thing I'm learning is people think that they know me and know my whole story because of what they see online. I will tell you, I share a lot online, but there is a lot that you don't see and don't know about on purpose because it's A, not my story to tell, B, for privacy reasons. So I would just say, if you know somebody that's online, just know that they're not telling everything online. And it's not that they're trying to keep things from you, but some things are just better talked about around the dinner table than over Instagram stories. Some people will use you, and not everyone, like I said, will like you. And some people will never get your dream because it's not their dream. Don't wait for them to get it before you take action. And your pain will help somebody someday. I have found that. People will come and people will go. Forgive and ask for forgiveness liberally. Do fun things and play with your kids. And the finish line will always move if you let it. So make sure you stop and celebrate the little things and not just the big things. And last but not least, invite others in to share your life with you because life is better with other people. Okay, a few of my fails in my 30s. I had two really devastating friendship breakups, and I'm just as guilty as they were. And I would say I wish I had been more compassionate and forgiven more easily. I have gone back to both of those people and cleared the air. But I would just say that, and also not being so ashamed about that, because I think it's more common than it's talked about. Another fail in my business is I spelled simple, purposeful living wrong twice. Once when I bought my domain name and once on my very first set of products that were already printed, photographed, the whole nine yards. So embarrassing. But, you know, typos, that's, you know, I just, if maybe in my 40th year, I'm going to get better at typos. Typos are the bane of my existence. And I try really hard. And it's like the universe just doesn't want me to spell things correctly. I try. I really do. But maybe in my 40th year. And then I think another thing is being a Christian and thinking I needed to have a Christian focused company with Christian products. I've really realized that I'm a Christian and I'm serving a community to simplify lives, and it's for all people. And the products are for all people, whether our faith aligns or not. And so I really struggled with that and spent a lot of time focusing on that for too many years. I've had a lot of great wins, a lot of cool opportunities, and I am looking forward to this next decade with joy and anticipation. I think there's a few things that I'd love to do. Personally, I would love to be able to travel with my family. Italy is on my short list. We'd also love to see the Northeast and the Pacific Northwest. I'd love to go to Turks and Caicos or St. Lucia with my husband. And I think also Alaska with my parents and sister's family. I think that's on the list too, the bucket list. I am excited in this next decade to watch my kids grow up. We're going to have a couple of graduations before I turn 50. My kids are going to start driving. They're going to be finding their own interests. And I'm really excited to see what their passions and what they pursue in life. It's a gift. I really hope to have good health. I don't take it for granted, and I've been grateful that our family is in good health. Quincy's really mended from all of his early childhood illnesses, and so that's my hope and my prayer. And then from a professional standpoint, short term, I would love to write a couple of books. I have always wanted to write. It wasn't a gift anybody ever saw in me as a child, but I have realized that over, well, let's see, I've been blogging for 14 years, over 14 and a half years of writing, I have honed my craft and found my voice, and I'd love to be able to write things that impact you and help you in your life. So writing a book, I'd also love to get to the point where our business supports our family well, rectifying this whole, like, I need to make money to keep doing this, and hopefully taking our six-figure business and turning it into a seven-figure business in the next 10 years, I think would be such a gift I could give and a legacy I could leave my family, something that I'd love to be able to do. And then also, you know, if I wrote a book, and it'd be fun to appear on national television and be able to take my mom with me. She's always wanted to go and to the Today Show or Good Morning America. So it'd be really fun to be able to do that and take my kids or my mom with me. It's really fun to experience these things with them and get to share the joy with my family. So that's what's shaking and baking and thinking and growing and failing and all the things as I turn 40. But again, I am just so grateful that God has given me these 40 years. He has blessed me beyond measure with four children, a beautiful husband, family that I love and adore, and friendships that are long and new and old and fresh and all of the things. And I'm just grateful. So your practical takeaway this week is to do your own birthday reflection. I don't know when your birthday is. Maybe you've already had it. Maybe it's a while from now. But just put this in your back pocket as an opportunity to see how far you've come, get to know who you are now, and give thanks for the many blessings in your life. We only get one life, and I want to live it on purpose. I want to remember what matters to me now, what's going to matter to me in 10 years, and see all of the places we've grown, changed, and all of the above. Have a great week, friends. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you like this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.